إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. أما بعد continue reading from الملخص الفقهي أو الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد the explanation of كتاب التوحيد by our beloved شيخ العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. We're going to continue reading from the chapter 44 باب قولي ما شاء الله وشئ, the chapter that we started a couple of weeks ago is about when certain people statements when certain people they say ما شاء الله وشئت, whatever Allah's will, whatever Allah wills and you will. And as we just a summary of what we learned in a previous class is that in this, the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan is in this chapter, Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's drawing the attention to some statements that some Muslims make. Muslims may make some statements that are shirk, even though they are minor shirk. But they still shirk, and that the people should correct their tongue and pay attention to what they say. They should pay attention to what they say. And there's a lot of statements of that entail shirk that some Muslims make, they don't even pay attention to. Has it not been for this brother, I'll be done. You see? Has it not been for my brother, it's gone. Has it not been for the police who came, show up in the right time? Has it not been for the ambulance who ran the lights? You see? Has it not been for this cold front that brought some rain? The cold front bring rain? Allah brings rain. And there's a lot of other statements that runs on the tongues of certain people, but alhamdulillah, we're Muslims. We need to pay attention to the statements, as there's a lot of those statements that entail shirk, waliyad billah. So we have to be cautious. The last hadith was about from Qutaylah and from al-Nasa'i. قال وله أي للنساء الإمام النساء أيضا عن ابن عباس أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله وشئت, قال أجعلتني لله ندا بل ما شاء الله وحده. الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى brought the second narration in this chapter. There is three narrations that he have selected as proofs in this chapter. Likewise from Al-Imam Al-Nasa'i, the second one also, And also it's collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and Ibn Majah as well. And Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala authenticated this narration in As-Sahiha, Hadith 139. That Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he narrated to us that a man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma sha'a Allah wa shi'ta, whatever Allah wills and you will, O Messenger of Allah. Upon hearing that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, You made me a rival for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather say whatever Allah wills alone. Rather say whatever Allah wills alone. So this hadith is authenticated by an Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala in a silsila as-sahiha. And this aja'altani, because this is a question, but he's not asking him. But actually the ulama, they mentioned this as istifham inkari. Yunkiru Ali, meaning do not say this. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث أنكر صلى الله عليه وسلم على من عطف مشيئة الرسول على مشيئة الله على مشيئة الله بالواو لما يقتضيه هذا العطف من التسوية بين الله وبين المخلوق واعتبر هذا من اتخاذ الشريك لله ثم أسند المشيئة إلى الله وحده. In the general meaning of this hadith, our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Doktor Al-Walid Salih Al-Fawzan حفظه الله ومتعه بالصحة والعافية, the Prophet ﷺ corrected this person and rebuking him and refuting his statement and correcting him in the same way, anyone who used the atf by making a statement such as what has mentioned in the hadith, that the will of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam along with the will of Allah, because this making the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or equal to Allah, and you know this is not permissible. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Allah has no co-equal, no close messenger, no prophet, no close angel, no prophet, no messenger. So when a person say whatever Allah will and you will, then they making that person equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's not permissible in the deen of Allah. Because the Prophet ﷺ considered that a shirk, taking a partner or setting rival and a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet ﷺ corrected that person, and it is for all of us, anyone that come after him, that the will is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who does what he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. مناسبة الحديث للباب أن قول ما شاء الله وشئت وما أشبه هذا اللفظ من اتخاذ الند لله المنهي عنه بقوله فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون في سورة البقرة. Then the Sheikh Salih حفظه الله mentioned the relevance of this hadith to the chapter. Why he brought, and the Imam, Shaykh al-Islam al-Mujaddid, Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, why he chose this particular hadith and narration as a proof in this chapter? Because the statement, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَشِئْتَ, whatever Allah wills and you will, and the like of these statements, by making these statements is as though setting up rival to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and partner with Allah, which is strictly prohibited, because Allah has no partners. in anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no partners and no rivals, no co-equals in anything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 22, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not set up rivals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you know. مَا يُسْتَفَادُ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ. Some of the benefits of this hadith. Let us get back to the old way, and we hear you bring in some benefits, inshallah ta'ala. Tayyib, the Shaykh is going to mention four benefits. See if we can all together come with at least a couple of them. Now, what are some of the benefits? A statement, not a story, one phrase. Have a subject, the verb, and COD. Right? جملة تامة فعلية أو إسمية أو خبرية أو إنشائية. Maybe next narration. تفضل عمر.
Yes, from how the Prophet عليه السلام.
Huh?
How the Prophet عليه السلام at all times standing. I give Allah to people.
أو جملة استفهامية. Because he must start with how. Okay, is it تفضل.
Yeah, how, you know, he teaches like the people all at all times.
Jumla, jumla. We want a sentence. One sentence. Verb is that's one sentence. If I ask what is the general meaning of the hadith, nah, we can keep talking, mashallah. This is different. It's good for us because we learn these things. These are benefits. For general meaning, yes, you can talk for a while. The question was benefits. And the benefits are they very concise. Okay? You want to rephrase it or you want to think about it?
The importance of giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his right.
Ahsant. The importance of
giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his right.
That's a sentence. Is it a benefit from this hadith? Yes, it has something to do with it. Jazakallah khair. Now. Nasir.
I was actually going to rephrase what he
said. Lamas.
The prohibition of using this alf is ends when talking about the
Ahsant.
Will of Allah.
The prohibitions of using the alf and in English and when talking about the Mashi'a. Okay? Naam Abdullah, I saw your hand, you have your hand up.
I was going to say the same thing.
Say it again, Akhi.
The impermissibility of using statements of shirt and statements of action. I mean, statements of shirt and action.
Ahsant. The impermissibility of saying shirk or uttering statements of shirk. Now. Fadl Ahmed.
There is no one equal to Allah.
Ahsant. Ah, straight to the point. Naam, Hussein.
It's good to give someone an alternative when you prohibit them from something else.
Ahsant. Naam. That's very important. We learned this benefit. This benefit was repeated throughout these chapters. That's from the good usloob of the Prophet ﷺ, the excellent teaching, the style and manners of teaching that the Prophet ﷺ have. When he prohibits something, he tell them why and give him the alternative. Now, tayyib. Number one, now this is what you're going to write, okay? Inshallah. جزاكم الله خير for your contribution. Number one, النهي عن قول ما شاء الله وشئت وما أشبهه مما فيه عطف مشيئة العبد على مشيئة الله بالواو وما أشبه ذلك. It is strictly prohibited to say مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَشِئْتُ. This is a very important benefit. It is strictly prohibited to say مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَشِئْتَ. Whatever Allah wills and you will. And likewise, you use this for other statements. I remember in a previous hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, Masha'allahu thumma shi'ta. Then what you will, okay? But later on we're going to learn in the other hadith that it is, however, even though that is permissible to say whatever Allah wills and then what you will, not and is prohibited, still to say whatever Allah wills by itself, it's better. It's better than saying whatever Allah wills, then you will, okay? ثانيا أن من سوى العبد بالله ولو في الشرك الأصغر فقد اتخذه ندا لله. Whoever من سوى العبد بالله, whoever put the servant in the same position with Allah, even in minor shirk, because this is minor shirk, even in minor shirk, has taken partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has set enough partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثالثا إنكار المنكر. Very important benefit. I was hoping that somebody say it. The evil has to be corrected and refuted. And, you know, you hear an evil, you are corrected. Okay. رابعا أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد حمى حمى التوحيد وسد طرق الشرك. That the Messenger of Allah ﷺ has protected the Tawheed, preserved the Tawheed, and has closed every way that may lead to it, and lead to shirk, actually, okay? Anything that may lead to the shirk, the Prophet ﷺ has made it clear for us to stay away from those things. The last narration in this chapter, وَلِبْنِ مَاجَةَ عَنِ الطُّفَيْلِ أَخِي عَائِشَ لِأُمِّهَا قَالَ رَأَيْتُكَ أَنِّي أَتَيْتُ عَلَى نَفَرٍ مِنَ الْيَهُودِ فَقُلْتُ إِنَّكُمْ لَأَنْتُمُ الْقَوْمِ لَوْلَا أَنَّكُمْ تَقُولُونَ عُزَيْرُ بْنُ اللَّهِ قَالُوا وَإِنَّكُمْ لَأَنْتُمُ الْقَوْمِ لَوْلَا أَنَّكُمْ تَقُولُونَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَشَاءَ مُحَمَّدٌ ثُمَّ مَرَرْتُ بِنَفَرٍ مِنَ النَّصَارَى فقلت إنكم لأنتم القوم لولا أنكم تقولون المسيح ابن الله قالوا وإنكم لأنتم القوم لولا أنكم تقولون ما شاء الله وشاء محمد فلما أصبحت أخبرت بها من أخبرت ثم أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبرته فقال هل أخبرت بها أحدا؟ قلت نعم قال فحمد الله وأثنى عليه ثم قال أما بعد فإن طفيلا رأى رؤيا أخبر بها من أخبر منكم وإنكم قلتم كلمة كان يمنعني كذا وكذا كان يمنعني كذا وكذا جاء عند أحمد والطبراني الحياء كان يمنعني الحياء كان يمنعني كذا وكذا أن أنهاكم عنها فلا تقولوا ما شاء الله وشاء محمد ولكن قولوا ما شاء الله وحده. Ibn Majah, rahimahullah, wrote this hadith from At-Tufail. He is the half brother of Aisha radiallahu anha, from her mother's side. He said, he saw in his dream, he said, I saw in a dream that I passed by a group of the Jews and I said to them, you are the people, I mean you're good, has it not been for the fact that you say in Uzair is the son of Allah? They said to him, you too, meaning Muslims, you're good, has it not been for the fact that you're saying whatever Allah will and Muhammad wills? Okay, and he said he passed by a group of the Christian and he said the same thing to them and refute them for the fact that they say Al-Masih, Isa ibn Maryam is the son of Allah. They gave him the same answer. Likewise, you say whatever Allah will and Muhammad wills. He says, when in the morning, he says he informed certain people. Then he went to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and informed him as well. Then he said to him, have you informed anyone with your dream? He says, yes. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praised Allah and thanked him. And he says, as to follow, Amma ba'd, indeed, Tufail, he saw a dream and he has informed some of you. And indeed, you say a statement that what prevented me from say such and such, meaning to correct them from their statement. And there is another narration in Musnad Imam Ahmad and Al-Tabari, meaning Haya, shyness. In Fath al-Majid and other books of Hadith that explain this book, Kitab al-Tawheed, they mention this Haya, because the Prophet ﷺ was not commanded and ordered yet to correct them and to prohibit those statements. And therefore, that's how the ulama, they mentioned that's a statement of that is minor shirk. If it was major shirk, the Prophet ﷺ will correct it right away. Now. So the Prophet ﷺ, he says, do not say, ma sha'a Allah wa sha'a Muhammad. Do not say whatever Allah wills and Muhammad wills. Rather say, ma sha'a Allah wahdah, whatever Allah wills alone. At-Tufail here, who narrate this hadith or upon his dream, as you know, because it is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he used to, especially after Fajr prayer, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask the companions who saw a dream. And he used to interpret the dreams for the companions. Ridwanullahi alayhim. And you know the dreams are mentioned in the Qur'an. The dreams are mentioned in the Qur'an. They are very important. And there is some etiquette that we should know about the dreams as well, that the ulama have mentioned. Walhamdulillah. And the Prophet ﷺ himself, for 6 months, he used to see dreams. Every dream he used to see used to come as he saw it. For 6 months. And the ulama, they mentioned that that 6 months is 1/46 of the prophethood of the Prophet ﷺ. Because the prophethood, the lifespan of the prophethood was how many years?
23.
And what's 6 months from 23? 1/46. So the ulama, they says that's 1/46. Aynam. Ala ayin. At-Tufail ibn Abdullah ibn al-Harith ibn Sakhbarah al-Azdi Sahabi radiyallahu anhu وليس له إلا هذا الحديث. He has no other hadith except this one. When he said to them لولا أنكم تقولون عزير بن الله, he says to them, and that was in a dream, he said to the Jews that you say Uzair is the son of Allah. And the Sheikh Uzair, he says they took the Uzair. Why the Jews, they look at him to be the son of God, son of Allah, because he used to memorize the Torah by heart. Just because he memorized the Torah by heart, he has to be son of God. What if the Jews now see so many Muslims memorize the Quran? Huh? If this based on this, because he memorized the Torah, he has to be son of God. You know? Allah musta'an. Alhamdulillah that Allah saved us from shirk. And that shirk, wa'ayyadu billah, to ascribe a son to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But them, when he said that to them, they didn't say, you're right. Nah, they says, and you too. You too commit shirk, you Muslims. Meaning some of you, not all of everybody, but some of you commit shirk. Even though the shirk that they are upon was major shirk. But that which they, you know, mention about the Muslim is minor shirk, shirk al-asghar. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث يخبر الطفيل رضي الله عنه أنه رأى في منامه أنه مر على جماعة من أهل الملتين فأنكر عليهم ما هم عليه من الشرك بالله بنسبة الولد إليه تعالى الله عن ذلك فعارضوه بذكر ما عليه بعض المسلمين من الشرك الأصغر الوارد في بعض ألفاظهم وعندما أصبح قص هذه الرؤيا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأعلنها الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنكر على الناس التكلم بهذه الكلمة الشركية وأمرهم أن يتلفظوا باللفظ الخالص من الشرك. The general meaning of this hadith, At-Tufail رضي الله عنه, he's informing us that he saw a dream. In his dream, he passed by a group of the people of the book, Jews and Christians. And he refuted the shirk that they are upon. He mentioned to them that they are committing shirk by ascribing sons to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is free of that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of accepting the truth and the haq, now they reject that, and they said to him, well, some of the Muslims commit shirk as well too, even though it's minor shirk. That is comprised in some of their statements. So when he, in the morning, when he woke up in the morning, he narrates that to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrate his dream to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that to the people, and he corrected this practice that some of the people they say. These statements of minor shirk, and they should purify tawheed from shirk. They have to purify the tawheed from shirk. And this is very important. When a person is reminded or corrected by a mistake, he should accept it. Shouldn't be like, why, yeah, okay, you're correcting me, but you too, you're doing this and that. Accept it. Say, Jazakallah khair, you're right. Nah. If somebody tell you, Akhi, mashallah, look, I noticed lately you've been coming late for Salat. Huh? So you say, Jazakallah khair, Allah ybarak fik. You don't tell him, yeah, well, last month too, man, I counted 7 times, he didn't even show up. Nah. And tell him, Jazakallah khair, Barakallahu fiqh, Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah khair, akhi. To this person, he wants good for you. He just wants good for you. مناسبة الحديث للباب أنه أفاد أن التلفظ بما شاء الله وشاء محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وما أشبهها من الألفاظ الشرك الأصغر كما سبق. The relevance of this hadith to the chapter as well, the same thing the Sheikh mentioned. It tells us about this statement, Masha'allahu wa sha'a Muhammad. What does it mean in English? Masha'allahu wa sha'a Muhammad. You're asking me or you're telling me? Masha'allah. And the like of these statements are minor shirk. They are minor shirk. ما يستفاد من الحديث The Sheikh is going to mention 5 We're going to read to you 5 benefits We listen to you first inshallah تعالى Any eye contact I consider it as You want to say something Ear contact Shoulder contact Anything Alright So you can نعم أحمد Ahsant. Nah. The truth is the truth. The believer always accepts the truth. Doesn't matter where it comes from. Okay? That's a very important point. Some people, they just want to, they look at the person, like, man, he's not one of us. And they reject the truth. Naam Nuruddin. That's why you raise your hand, right?
Yes,
benefit from you. Unless you want to give one from you, one on behalf of this brother, and one on behalf of the other brother.
Today is my first time ever knowing why the Jews used to call Uzair ibn Allah. I never heard before why. But I knew they said it, but I didn't know what.
Allahu Akbar. Now with the benefit.
That's it.
That's your benefit. That's what you benefited.
Now.
But give us a benefit from the hadith. Yes.
No.
We get back to you. Jazakallah khair. Now. Naam, Ahmed.
Dreams.
You took breakfast before you came, or? Well, you like you woke up.
Tea.
Huh?
Tea.
A tea, see? Allahu Akbar. Most of us are still asleep. Naam. Naam, Ahmed. Ahsant. In the time of the Prophet, that's very important. Not now. That's so few way. Naam, it's very important in the time of the Prophet.
The importance of narrative dreams to the right person.
Ahsant. Naam. That's from the etiquette of the dreams, that you don't just narrate. Whatever you see, hey, guess what, guys, and put it on Twitter like some people do, and all over Facebook, and blah. There's the etiquette. If the dream is good, if you see something, then you have to inform only the good people that gonna be happy, not those who gonna, you know. And if it's the dream is not good, don't say it to anybody. What other etiquettes that should be known, that seeking refuge or last matter from the shaitan, and spitting on your left side 3 times and the like. Now, number one, al-i'tina bil-ru'ya wa annaha sababun li tashri'i ba'd al-ahkam waqt hayat al-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The importance of dreams, and that they were a means for certain things that were legislated in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, there were certain things that are legislated to us. We do it now based on some dreams. But this is in the time of the Prophet. Why?
Revelations.
Huh? Who can explain this? Why is it important to say in the time of the Prophet?
Because if we say the dream is a form of wahi, only Prophet Muhammad can receive wahi from Allah.
No. What else?
The deen is complete, not the new one come in the sharia.
Nah.
So he could interpret it?
Not so you get the right answer. Nah.
During the time of the Prophet, whatever he announced is also what he
did. Not so you get the right answer. Jazakallah khair. But you're close to it. Because the legislation now is, legislation is completed. That's it. That's why in the time of the Prophet from the dreams of the Prophet, he takes that is according to the revelation. Okay? Who can give me an example? A dream that became legislated for us. Naam Hussein. The Adhan. Who was the companion? Huh? Umar, after that he said, I saw the same dream. Yes, Umar, he came after this companion. When the companion, I heard Sheikh Umar Fallata, rahimahullah, mention this story. There is a companion, he's the one who saw the dream of the Adhan. You know the story. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consulted with the companions about the way to inform the people about the time of the Salat. Now it's the Adhan for us, alhamdulillah. But at that time, so some people suggested what? Huh? The bell. The Prophet ﷺ said yes or no?
No.
He says no, because the veil is used by the Christians. We don't use that. Some others suggested what?
The horn.
The horn. The Prophet ﷺ accepted that? He said no. Then what happened after that? The voice? Nah. Yeah, Bilal, he did the adhan, but not the voice, the adhan. But how the adhan come about was a dream. There was this companion, he saw this dream, the adhan, the first time, first night, but he didn't say anything. The second night, he sees the same dream again. He didn't say anything. The third night, he saw the same dream. Then he came to the Prophet ﷺ and tell him this and this. The Prophet ﷺ said, yes. Then Umar came and said to the Prophet ﷺ, I saw the same dream too. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. So who is the companion? La. Bilal, he didn't see the dream. Actually, the Prophet ﷺ, when the companion narrated to him the dream, he said to him, teach it to Bilal. Because his voice is what? Is higher or louder than you. Huwa asiyatu mink. He said, the Prophet ﷺ didn't tell him, okay, since your dream, okay, you're the mu'addin. Look at the maslaha, the benefit. He said, teach it to Bilal. So who's the name of the companion who saw the dream of the adhan? It's your homework. Alright? Homework, inshallah. And whoever get it right, he's going to get it right, inshallah. Tayyib, he's not going to get it wrong. So you find that, inshallah. Any other dreams? That's homework number two. Tayyib? Now, so that's number one. Number two, أَنَّ قَوْلَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَشَاءَ فُولَانُ وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ شِرْكٌ أَصْغَرٌ. Saying what Allah wills and Muhammad wills is a minor shirk. And the like of this statement, they are minor shirk. And keep in mind, we learned this before many times, just because it's called minor shirk, it doesn't mean it's like nothing, okay? Still, it's a huge, okay? It's just minor compared to the major shirk. Number three, معرفة اليهودي والنصارى بالشرك الأصغر مع ما هم عليه من الشرك الأكبر من أجل التعنيف المسلمين. The Jew and the Christian, they know what the minor shirk is, even though they are, and refute the Muslims for the minor shirk, while they are on what?
Major shirk.
They refute the Muslims for being on minor shirk, some of them, not all of them, making statement of minor shirk, while they are what?
On major shirk.
On major shirk. Mm-hmm. Number four, تقديم حمد الله والثناء عليه في الخطب وقول أما بعد فيها. Also benefit to, before you give a sermon or the like, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him, and to say as follow, أما بعد. خامسا استحباب قصر المشيئة على الله وإن كان يجوز أن يقول ما شاء الله ثم شاء فلان. It is recommended to say whatever Allah wills. That's it. Even though it is permissible, Shaykh, he says, to say whatever Allah will, then so and so, then, not end. As we learned in the first hadith in this chapter, هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا.